Welcome to the Elks Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, diving into quarterbacks who were hurt by the NFL draft. Lamar Jackson, first and foremost. They trade Marquise Brown, who's really the proven outside guy. And I know that there's a lot of optimism about Rashad Bateman. Listen, Bateman struggled last year. And I know some of it was injury-related, didn't get off to a smooth start, all those things. We've seen other guys who've been really good do that and come through and struggle a little bit at the beginning but take a big step forward. Not so with Bateman. And I think that that's a situation where, listen, we know early production, especially early efficiency, it's not that many routes that can really give you an indication about who's going to be good, who's got a really shot at being good, where the odds are. Bateman, not on the right track of that. So that's a concern. I know there's quarterback situations. I know there's people that are really optimistic. They're probably holding on to their priors a little bit. And I would just say you got to readjust a little bit your priors based on what he did last year. I know the situation wasn't ideal, but we've seen guys typically that are going to be really good, they persevere over the situation, especially early on. So just for what that's worth. So Lamar Jackson left without what I think a wide receiver one. You have Andrews. They double dip the tight end position in round four, which I thought was interesting. And I wonder if that's a schematic situation that we might be seeing some sort of change in. So that'll be interesting to watch. And listen, they dropped back to pass more than any other team last year. So a reduction in the passing game volume could signal a change. And we'll see. You know, are they a potential landing spot for a guy like Will Fuller or Jarvis Landry? That would be a potential watch there. But otherwise, I'm a little concerned about where they're going to be throwing the ball. And I think it's probably all on – it's a lot on Mark Andrews and taking a big step forward out of Rashad Bateman. So really interesting watch there, and not something I'd love to see if you're trying to develop Lamar Jackson's passing going forward. All right, Mitch Trubisky. I think Trubisky, again, Pittsburgh handled this excellently. And this is what you can do when you're not Carolina, right? When you're Pittsburgh and when you're thinking for the long term and when you're saying, hey, we're not in any sort of rush. We can figure this thing out. And we're not compelled to win right now. We want to always win, but we're not compelled to win right now at the cost of winning in the long term. Tomlin's got job security. They're going through a GM search, but Tomlin's not in any sort of trouble. And as a result of that, you see them act really smart. They take a cheap shot on Trubisky, no real commitment to him. And say, hey, listen, we're going to just sit here, see what happens. If it works out, it works out. That's great. And if we get to 20 and the guy that we want's there, we'll take him. If he's not, then we'll just stay with Trubisky and we'll just ride out Trubisky. It's great. that worked excellent. And you know what? There's nothing to say that Kenny Pickett has to be the guy. Trubisky could still beat him out. Entirely possible. Do I think it's the likeliest outcome? Probably not. I would bet on Pickett, I think. It's because we kind of know a little bit what Trubisky is, but I don't think it's a foregone conclusion. But that said, Trubisky does have additional competition. I think it hurts him. This isn't a situation where you're going to get a year-long look at a guy like you did with Mariota, for example. You're not getting that year-long look. So that's not super ideal there for him. I was somewhat hopeful that he would get a shot. But again, this is a good example of there's a line I use a lot. Like, don't speculate with future assets. There's another way of saying that, which is don't pay for QVC items on credit. Like, that's horrible, right? This is Trubisky lesson. If you want to take a shot later, second round, multiple third, something like that. This class, pay for it right up front. And listen, if it's a crummy, you know, zucchini pasta maker or whatever the hell you're buying off of QVC that doesn't work, you lost $9.99 plus shipping and handling. You're not paying for it forever. Right? You've just, all right, it's over, right? We can chuck it, get rid of it, whatever. We lost, it's over. It's not hanging over our heads anymore. when you pay for a Trubisky on credit, now it's like, all right, well, next year I don't have picks, and I got to pay interest on this, and what's my next credit card payment look like, and yada, yada, right? It's a much different feel. So don't speculate. He's a good lesson. Don't speculate with future assets. But again, third rounder this year, right? There's a shot there, right? It's interesting. Do you take a shot on him or a guy like Matt Corral? Like, I'd rather honestly take a shot on a guy like Trubisky, because I think, and he might even be cheaper than those other guys. There's a chance that he actually has a job there and can beat out Pickett. And there was some belief around the league that he was actually going to be drawing some interest. He ultimately, we don't know how much interest he drew, but I think there was enough smoke to that fire that at least we could think that if this thing doesn't work out, he maybe gets another shot as well. So we'll see there. Ryan Tannehill is a big loser. They lose A.J. Brown. Again, I talked in last show for all the reasons that I think A.J. Brown's super helpful to a guy like Jalen Hurts. It really hurts Tannehill. And really, that you look at what A.J. Brown and him have done, A.J. Brown's top three in my database in terms of career yards per route run, guys. That is a robust, robust number. And the loss of that really hurts. I've seen, hey, you know, Tannehill's better than Jalen Hurts, and this is really going to hurt A.J. Brown. Well, it's probably A.J. Brown really helping Ryan Tannehill. And when you look at some of the splits in Tannehill's time in Tennessee, games where A.J. Brown played 8.1 yards per attempt, and games where A.J. Brown did not play 6.3 yards per attempt. In his career, Tannehill has thrown for 7.0 yards per attempt in the 94 games he did not play with A.J. Brown. It's a big difference. And you're losing A.J. Brown with Tannehill, and you're gaining him with Hurts. There's going to be an effect, I think, and we should see that. Listen, they add Treylon Burks. They add Woods. They add Austin Hooper. It's probably an upgrade, certainly an upgrade over what surrounded A.J. Brown last year, but really is going to hurt on that aspect. So we'll see if Treylon Burks can take a step forward, but I definitely think that this really puts Ryan Tannehill more in the quarterback two innings eater role than offer a ton of like running back one type or quarterback one type upside. And he's going to put him in danger. Listen, they draft Willis even though it's late, and I don't think he's a direct threat to his job this year, but the guaranteed money's running out and they could move on, and there's been enough smoke there to think maybe there's some fire to that. So that would just be one thing I'd be careful on with him as an asset there. Again, with he over the past month is at quarterback 22. That doesn't really reflect the loss of A.J. Brown, so I would expect that to definitely go down. He should go down behind Davis Mills and Jameis Winston and Matt Ryan probably as well. So I bet he falls maybe a couple of rounds in terms of valuation in the 9th, 10th round. Okay, Justin Fields. The new Chicago Bears regime has been less than enthusiastic about building around him, which is, I think, a concern. They let Allen Robinson walk. They added Byron Pringle and Equanimeous St. Brown, who I would submit don't help a ton. And they draft an unproductive and old player in Velus Jones in the 3rd round, but don't really do anything else. If you come at it with the premise of the front office isn't convinced Fields is their guy and they're giving him every opportunity to fail, this is kind of what it would look like. The other thing I would say about this is just keep in mind that Justin Fields fell further than we expected in the NFL draft. And there was other coaching staffs. There was other front offices who let that happen and were evaluating him, and he fell. I'm not necessarily thinking Kansas City was in on that when their GM was in Kansas City. But I don't think... We don't know what the rest of the NFL thought about him. And there was enough smoke out there to think that there was maybe some problems. And are we seeing that play out a little bit? That gives me a little bit of pause So that's the only thing I with Fields, no real supporting cast. It's going to be rough. I don't think Mooney is going to get a lot of targets. Like, he could be a 150 target guy. That's absolutely possible. Outside of that, it's Kmet and David Montgomery, and I don't know what they're hoping for. There's not a ton of clear answers to me. So, again, at his cost, Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford, easy pivots. The last one I thought really took a beating was Baker Mayfield. Thought there was potentially gets traded to Seattle. It doesn't happen. Potentially gets traded to Carolina. Looks like that's going to happen, and ultimately there's a fight about who's taking what compensation and the like, and all of a sudden, no agreement. And then they take Matt Corral and say, we're out of the Baker Mayfield business. So we're really left without a lot of options where he could end up. Do I think Baker's probably better than he played last year? Yeah. Do I think he's a long-term franchise quarterback? I have my doubts. And I think we're seeing that from the NFL. I do think there's interesting opportunities for him. And maybe he ultimately gets cut and can take on a job as... listen, he's getting paid his whole salary this year. It's like $18 million. And he could take a job as a backup. Go to the Trubisky route. Be the good soldier behind whoever it is. And say, listen, and it can even be a good situation. It can be a Buffalo-type situation. I don't know if that would necessarily work, but... you get the idea. Like, you can go in, hey, I'll be the good soldier. Maybe it's Tampa, right? There's a whole variety of different places you could do this. And say, I'll learn, I'll sit, and I'll watch. And I'll be ready to play if you need me. But otherwise, like, I want to get better. And that really helped Trubisky. And that's something that Mayfield might end up doing. I don't know if that's going to be in Cleveland. That doesn't make a ton of sense. But if he takes a vet minimum someplace else after getting cut and basically paid his entire salary, that would be interesting to watch and get some Trubisky-type vibes out of him, potentially rehabilitate his career. So that's something I'll be watching for, but I think at this point it's Seattle or bust in terms of him getting a starting job, or maybe there's some injuries. I mean, we saw a guy like Sam Darnold get traded in I think it was early training camp. Sam Bradford get traded in early training camp, and there was injuries and that's, he was traded for a first round pick. So that could be a potential as well. So we'll watch for that. It's going to be tougher though, given some of the Mayfield contract stuff where he's at. I'd be surprised if he draws a ton of interest, even if there's an injury. So we'll watch for that, but he definitely takes a beating because that landing in Carolina could have been an open shot, and it could have been the opportunity to actually be a starter and long-term. Like, he could have earned that job with, frankly, DJ Moore and Christian McCaffrey there as core pieces around him. That would have been an interesting watch. So disappointing there for him, but we'll continue to watch. And the Baker Mayfield trade or cut, I think, is somewhere close to the offing. And I would be surprised if it doesn't happen. I'd be surprised if it doesn't happen before training camp. So, all right, well, that'll do it for this edition. Until next time, continue racing the variants. We will talk again very soon.